This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
There, right now we're going to talk high school hoops, boys game. Longtime coach at Osseo, Tim Tyson, joins us on the line. Tim, good to visit with you. Happy New Year.
To you as well, Steve. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Yeah, good to visit with you, and you've been around a while. How many years now at Osseo?
This is my 27th year overall as a coach within the program, 27 years teaching, but for the first 9 years, I was an assistant coach working my way up the ranks, and for the past 19 years, I've been the head coach now.
It is amazing. It's been that long. Time flies, doesn't it, Tim?
It does. It does, especially in a place that you love and you'd like to, you know, you go to show up to school every day. It doesn't feel like work. That's what Osseo feels like for me.
Yeah, and good team this year. You got to be excited about this group.
No doubt. We have a senior-dominated group. We've had these kids for 4 years, and we know we've been waiting for this group to grow up and mature and be that senior group, and lo and behold, it is. And we have a great schedule. We're playing against some great teams, and right now our record is 6-3, and it's not too bad. But we're playing such a tough non-conference schedule that we're hoping that it's going to prepare us for down the road.
Yeah, and you've got a pretty good balance as well. And with all your experience, you got to love balance. You don't want to have to rely on one guy.
No, you're right about that. And we go as our guards go. We have two great senior guards, Tyrese Waits, Bernardo Moria. And we kind of go as them, but we're just not a two-trick pony either. You know, we got some athletic forwards, some underclassmen. We have two solid post players, forwards, in senior Blas Barjega and Lewis Carger. We feel we have a great balance and a great mix of players that hopefully, you know, if we keep maturing and bonding as a team, we can make that, you know, run for one of the top teams in our conference, which is, you know, the Northwest Suburban and one of the tops around.
Yeah, for sure. And then beyond that, a great section year in and year out. I suppose you don't even want to look that far ahead, but it's ridiculous how good your section is year in and year out between Osseo and Champlin Park and Moundsview and Park Center. It's crazy.
Correct. And we know that typically the team that comes out of our section does usually make a splash in the state tournament. And, you know, we're proud of that because we feel that we prepare each other well. Going through the gauntlet of our region tournament, and you know that's been kind of a successful route for teams that come out of our section and go to the state tournament.
And Tim, I brought this up with James Ware and other coaches up here in northern Hennepin County, and there's so many schools close together. Park Center, who you play tomorrow night at home, and I'll be calling the game. I'm thrilled to do it on PrepSpotlight.tv tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Park Center, Osseo, Champlin Park, Maple Grove over the years. I mentioned to James Ware the other day when I was talking to him, said if you go back over the last 15 or 20 years and put together an all-star team from kids who played at the
game, right.
It's just unbelievable.
Yep. You're right. The talent is spread out amongst the four communities. Our kids grow up together, you know, from the Brooklyn Park area. They branch out to Park Center, to Osseo, to Champlin Park, but they all live in the same city. And Osseo is kind of, you know, kind of a mixture of different cities as well. But, you know, these kids grow up together and they play against each other. They compete against each other. That just exudes and kind of breeds a little bit more success as they compete against each other and see the positives that each of these kids bring about.
Yeah, you mentioned your schedule, and so far, good start to the season for the CU Orioles, some ups and downs. And you get into the meat of the conference schedule, and, of course, a rival Park Center, as we mentioned on Friday night. The Pirates ranked number one. You know how good they are.
Correct, yeah. So you're right. We had a a tough week last week. We played two top 10 teams in Wayzata. We got thumped pretty good by Coach Schnettler's team. We played Owatonna the next day. Came away with two losses, but we kind of learned from those losses. And I was so proud to see our team rebound well against the number three ranked team, Minnetonka, on Tuesday and come away with a 10-point victory, because I was glad that our kids weren't overlooking Minnetonka to look for the Park Center game, which is our natural rivalry. And so, we got a natural high coming off Minnetonka, but geez, like you said, Park Center is so talented. Athletes at every position, great coach. Should be a fun game tomorrow.
Yeah, and it is one of those games where rivalries, do you tell your kids anything different before a big rivalry game, for instance, against Park Center or Maple Grove or Champlin Park, all great rivals, as I mentioned, in northern Hennepin County? Do you say anything before the game, or it's just, it is another game, it's a regular season game, let's calm down and just go out and play?
It's kind of both, Steve. And you know, as a coach, you always think you got the greatest rah-rah speech to get the kids pumped up. But you know what? For rivalry games, I don't. There's not a necessary push for those rah-rah speeches, because there's pride. There's pride in the neighborhood. There's pride in the area. And these kids are ready to go at each other. They know each other so well because they played against each other and with each other growing up. So sure, you put a little bit of motivation and preparation, extra preparation into it. But I think the kids on both sides, once you hit that floor and the thousands of people in the stands, it's just that natural high just takes over.
And a big change, fans in the stands. That every coach I've talked to this fall and now this winter sports season says that is a big deal. The kids really notice it.
You're right. And it seemed like last year coaches had to try to, pep the kids up a little bit more. And maybe the speeches were a little bit more necessary last year. But with the extra energy in the stands, with the fans, it kind of takes that coach speak down a little bit, and the kids just see the energy in the crowd, and that kind of paves the way for them to play a little bit harder.
And one final thing I've asked all the coaches I've talked to so far this season, 35-second shot clock. You a big fan of that?
No doubt. I've been a part of the Coaches Association Board for the past 5 years, and we've been pushing for that for every year, and I'm glad to see that everyone is on board. You're going to see a little bit of a change, but not that big of a change. I think if you look at a high school game, shots typically go up between, before the 35-second shot clock. So in certain situations, yes, it will make an impact down the stretch of a game. But we are so happy to start to have that and kind of catch up with some of the other states around this area.
Well, Tim, good to visit with you as always. We'll see you tomorrow night at the ball game. And by the way, your son's at closing out a career at St. Thomas.
Correct. I'm at the St. Thomas Oral Roberts game right now as we speak. And wow, it's fun to see St. Thomas play at a Division I level with this group of Division III kids that have grown up over the past 3 years. It's a competitive game right now, but there is a difference between Oral Roberts, big time Division I program, and what St. Thomas is aspiring to be and what they will be here shortly. So thanks for mentioning that, Zach. It's having a great time. St. Thomas program has been phenomenal.
Well, I know you have so much respect for John Tower, and anybody who knows him has great respect and the job he's done, and just a neat guy.
No doubt. One of the smartest guys I've ever talked to, and it's good to pick his brain here and then too.
All right. Well, Tim, we'll let you get back at it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, Steve. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. There he is, Tim Tyson, longtime coach of the Osseo Orioles, and a big one tomorrow night. Boys Hoops 2-ranked team. Osseo right now hanging in there in the top 10. Park Center ranked number one and unbeaten. Should be a dandy tomorrow night. Park Center at Osseo, and I'll have the call of that game on PrepSpotlight.tv. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm glad it worked out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.